up here on the program today. We got a lot to share with you. Rebecca Ann Wen will be here. She covers a combat veteran's 2,700-mile journey through PTSD to find relief. We'll talk about that. Alan Sachs, of course, joined us from Texas. Rich Studley will talk about the economy and everything that's going on from the Chamber's point of view and so much more. John Lott on the program tomorrow. Dr. John Lott, of course, talking about what's going on in Virginia. Big rally in Virginia today, as you well know, as the newly minted Democrat House and Senate in Virginia are looking to strip residents and citizens there of their constitutional rights, gun rights. And so a big rally being held today in Virginia. And as a result of that happening, the Washington Post, NBC News, and others went right out and smeared those coming to defend their Second Amendment rights by exercising their First Amendment rights. Understand that. They're there to defend their Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms by exercising their First Amendment rights of freedom of speech and freedom to assemble and redress grievances. And as a result of that, the Washington Post found it appropriate, along with NBC News and others, to say, well, it's a bunch of white nationalists getting together in Virginia. No, it's people that believe that the Second Amendment is a just and proper part of the Constitution, like most Americans. And instead of getting fair treatment and a fair shake from the media, they get smeared as some sort of Ku Klux Klan operation. It's absurd. It's obscene for the media to behave in that way, but what would you expect anymore from what you know? From what you've seen and what you understand of the media today, how could you even possibly be surprised? By the way, despite all of that, the president and Republicans, we'll get more to the Virginia story coming up. Don't worry. Because there are similar rallies being held around the country, including here in Michigan. I'm going to be going to one here in my neck of the woods at noon today at the state capitol in Lansing. And as all of these things are going on, I'm going to skip over to bite number three here, bite three, because all of this is going on. You've got Maxine Waters and the Democrats all talking about impeachment, and if this doesn't work, we'll impeach him again, and as many times it takes, because that's all they've got. They couldn't beat Trump in 16. They certainly can't beat him in 2020 with the field that they have. So they have a problem. And while all of these things happen and the impeachment train rolls on, no matter what ditch it goes into, they continue to clamor for more of the same. And what's happening on the other side? Well, let me tell you what's happening. Donald Trump and the Republicans are bringing in tens of millions of dollars, unprecedented amounts of cash. And more importantly than that, every time they get $10, $20, $30 in the door, they get more data. More people they can reach out to by way of email, target on Facebook, target on Twitter, target on social media, and be able to send mailers. The amount of data that is available to this campaign is unprecedented. In 2016, the Trump campaign ran the best digital campaign of all time, and they did it as rookies. Brad Parscale now, the campaign manager, is doing it from a veteran's perspective with more tools, more people on the ground, more grassroots efforts, and by far more cash than anyone. Axios had to admit on television that it's working for the Republicans. Here's bite number three. Bite three. Go.
I'll just put one asterisk next to this. Impeachment has been great for business on the Trump campaign.
They've raised a lot of money.
Oh, have they ever? Have they ever? And the extent to which this has grown their fundraising base and actually really engaged the Republican donors, but also the grassroots. They've collected data. They've already got a formidable data machine, text messages, Facebook. I mean, it's been significant.
Yeah, significant to say the least. ABC News also among those pointing out the bad news for liberals. We're going to jump ahead to bite number six here in a moment, because if you went to CBS, NBC, CNN, it didn't matter on Sunday morning television as you went to these different stops along the way. Everyone's saying impeachment's bad for the Democrats, good for the Republicans, especially good for Donald Trump, because right now nobody cares about impeachment. Everybody moved on. It's old news. We've been there and done that. It's like, you're doing this again. Bite number six from ABC. Check this out. Bite six. Go.
In many respects, the country looks at this as a political exercise. It was a political exercise in the House. And the country, as an electorate as a whole, has sort of moved on. But for the Democrats, this is going to be everything over the next couple weeks.
Because it's all they have. It's all there is. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard for the Democrats and said, I guess it's impeachment. You don't have anything on the economy. You don't have anything on border security. You haven't been involved with criminal justice reform. You haven't been involved with trying to get better pay and lower prices for prescription medication. You can say you've done all those things, but the person that's actually done those things is the president of the United States. The China deal, the USMCA deal, the Japan deal. Taking out the number one terrorist in the world and having Democrats embrace the terrorist over the United States security concerns. I guess we've got impeachment. Let's go with that. Good luck with that philosophy. I told you the day after the midterm elections, don't overplay your hand. You should have listened. You did not. And you're going to pay a price for that on November the 3rd, 2020. Let me guarantee you on that. All right. There's just no question about that as we look at all of this going on. And you know what? Here's some more from CNN. CNN bite number 7. More of the same. Even CNN has to admit that Schiff and Nadler and all these people clamoring together for impeachment isn't helping. And the Republicans, they're working the board, baby. Bite number 7. Go.
This that the media is obsessed with seems to be, or impeachment, what I hear over and over again, it's a bunch of politicians fighting, not affecting my life from voters, not doing anything for me. And what they are excited about is Dow approaching 30,000, two historic trade deals. We just averted a major escalation with Iran. We can go down the list of things that are getting done. So from the president's perspective, he's putting points on the board.
The president is putting points on the board. Thank you, CNN, for pointing out the ridiculously obvious. But the president's putting points on the board while Maxine Waters and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler are talking about impeachment. We will too, of course. We'll be back right here on the Steve Gruber Show.